Diagnosing visual impairment in children requires a multidisciplinary approach involving healthcare professionals such as pediatricians, pediatric ophthalmologists, optometrists, and developmental specialists. The process aims to assess the child's visual function, identify any underlying causes or contributing factors, and develop an appropriate treatment and management plan. Here's a detailed overview of the diagnostic process. Medical history. The healthcare provider will begin by taking a detailed medical history, including prenatal and perinatal factors, birth complications, family history of eye disorders or hereditary conditions, and any developmental delays or concerns noted by parents or caregivers. Physical examination. A comprehensive physical examination of the eyes and surrounding structures will be conducted. This may include assessing the alignment of the eyes, examining the external appearance of the eyes for abnormalities, and checking for signs of inflammation or injury. Visual acuity testing. Visual acuity testing measures the child's ability to see objects at different distances. This can be done using various tools such as Snellen charts, tumbling e-charts, or picture charts depending on the child's age and developmental stage. The child will be asked to identify letters or symbols of varying sizes from a specific distance. Refraction test. A refraction test helps determine if the child has refractive errors such as nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism. This test is particularly important as uncorrected refractive errors can significantly impact visual acuity and may contribute to visual impairment if left untreated. Eye health assessment. The health of the eyes will be evaluated using a variety of techniques, including ophthalmoscopy, examination of the interior structures of the eye, including the retina, optic nerve, and blood vessels. Slit lamp examination. Detailed examination of the interior segment of the eye, including the cornea, iris, and lens. Tonometry, measurement of intraocular pressure to screen for conditions such as glaucoma. Visual field testing. Visual field testing assesses the child's peripheral vision and can help detect conditions such as glaucoma or retinal disorders that may cause visual field defects or blind spots. Additional testing. Depending on the findings of the initial assessment, additional tests may be recommended to further evaluate the cause and severity of visual impairment. These may include electroretinography (ERG) measures the electrical activity of the retina in response to light stimulation, helping to assess retinal function. Optical coherence tomography (OCT) provides detailed images of the retina and optic nerve, useful for diagnosing conditions such as macular degeneration or optic nerve abnormalities. Genetic testing, used to identify specific genetic mutations or syndromes associated with visual impairment, particularly in cases of congenital or hereditary conditions. Developmental assessment, in addition to assessing visual function, the healthcare team may conduct a developmental assessment to evaluate the child's overall development, including cognitive, motor, and social skills. Visual impairment can impact various aspects of development, and a comprehensive assessment helps identify areas of need and guide intervention strategies. Collaboration with specialists. Depending on the complexity of the case, collaboration with other specialists may be necessary to confirm the diagnosis and develop a comprehensive management plan. This may include pediatric ophthalmologists, neurologists, geneticists, developmental pediatricians, or low vision specialists. Once a diagnosis of visual impairment is confirmed, the healthcare team will work closely with the child and their family to develop an individualized treatment and support plan. This may include vision rehabilitation services, specialized education programs, assistive technology devices, and ongoing monitoring to optimize the child's visual functioning and overall quality of life.